The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome, everyone. Hey, welcome. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Hey, we have got a great, great show for you today. It is so exciting to be able to do what I do on a regular basis and have people join me in conversation. Today, get ready, Beverly Hills Matchmaker dishes out the goodies for those in search of love and companionship. Who is that? Oh, wow. My very special guest, Marlon Martinson. Yep, we're going to hit it up today, so I hope you all are ready to get the real deal on how this works. But before we get into it and before I officially introduce you to her and her work, I want to give you an update. Many of you have been asking, you know, where is and what are we doing with our Pay It Forward campaign, something that has never been done before. Here's what we're doing. We have moved at such an accelerated pace that our Pay It Forward Angels campaign is now ready. So all of you out there that are wondering, when am I going to get the email that is all about giving gifts and contributions from authors and people all over the world for the sole purpose of giving? There is no hitch. There is no selling. There is no upselling. This has never been done before. And so what I want to say to you is the official launch date of the network and our Pay It Forward network is 11/11. So all of you out there that have been waiting and wondering, we had an overwhelming response, and we are now compiling gifts and prizes. And the prizes will be raffled off. And what they are things like 4 days and four nights in a five-star hotel in Mexico. So the partners, which we call angel partners, have contributed immensely. And so please be patient with us. You're going to hear lots more about giving and what it means for you to help us move things forward. Today, I'm talking with someone that knows a lot about the gives and takes in relationships. You know, someone that has looked at this upside down and sideways. Marla was born right down the street from where I am, so to speak, in Tacoma, Washington, known as the City of Destiny. And she had a passion, something that pulled her forward to that place on the ocean, Los Angeles. Today, you're going to hear what her story is. You're going to hear why she has looked at her life in terms of how to help others live theirs, and what the contribution is that she has to offer us. What is it about matchmaking and matchmaking expertise that has caught the attention of millions of people worldwide, definitely millions of people in this country? All you need to do is turn on the television and there you go. So today we get to introduce you to the book Diary of a Beverly Hills Matchmaker. What does that mean? And I wonder, do we all stand the same kind of chance that the folks in Beverly Hills do? Marla, welcome to the show. It's so awesome to have you here. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. I'm so excited.
This is exciting. And, you know, one of the things I always like to start out with, I like to start out with a conversation about you. Now, I basically said, you know, you were born down the street. I mean, that's my language for saying we really are pretty much neighbors, especially those in the state of Washington, Seattle area. And I have to ask you, what is it that called you to look at your life and say, I really want to take my show on the road? Maybe I don't understand exactly where I'm going, but I know that I'm destined to do something.
Well, ever since I was a little girl, I Well, I guess being a Gemini, I'm very creative, and I wanted to be anything from, I think the first thing I wanted to do was be a writer. Then I wanted to be the fastest tap dancer in the world, and then I wanted to be a ventriloquist, and then it was an actress, and I was taking baton lessons and dance classes and piano lessons and singing lessons and anything I could in the creative field until I could figure out something that I was good at. And I used to ask my father, please, can we move down to Los Angeles? I want to be a movie star. And he's like, well, no, my career's here. So when I was 19, I hit the road and I came down to Southern California. And I had an aunt and uncle that lived down in Orange County, so I got to stay with them. And then I moved up to Hollywood, got a job in a restaurant, got an agent, started going on auditions and doing TV commercials. And I did that for many, many years. And the struggling actress life, got married and divorced and all that. And then in 2001, my now husband had a friend who was taking over the management position at a video dating service here in L.A., and I didn't want to work in restaurants anymore. I was burned out. I just needed something new. Knew I wanted something to do with people and helping people and something fun and creative. And I ended up taking a job as part-time as a videographer at the dating service. So here I was like a producer in a film. I'm making these little mini movies of the single people and just having a ball, and was learning a lot about what men wanted in a woman, what women wanted in a man. And I started taking notes, talking to these single people and taking notes for a future book. I thought, you know, maybe I have something here. And then I left there and got a job at a higher-level Beverly Hills matchmaking company and ended up staying there for almost 7 years and becoming the vice president of matchmaking. And I did write it. My first book was Excuse Me, Your Soulmate is Waiting, which helped people find the love of their life by using the law of attraction. Then I did a follow-up dating book called Good Date, Bad Date. And then I thought, you know, I love writing. I want to keep on with that, but I have nothing else to say in a book about dating. There's only so many tips you can give. So I decided to write my memoir about my experiences as a matchmaker, since people are always fascinated to hear about my job.
Well, I mean, I love this story. I love your story, and that's why I wanted you to share it, because, you know, it really does talk to the law of attraction. And it really does talk to how we get to create the lives we want. And part of that is how we get to create the relationships that we want and how we get to create the relationships that we even don't want.
Yes, I did a few of those.
I want to ask you a question that is on the minds of a lot of people these days. And actually, I talked about this the other day. You know, there are some people out there right now that are saying that, you know, the economy is holding people together despite what the fact that they may not want to be together. Mm-hmm. And other people are saying, no, people are learning how to be in relationship more. And the whole idea of being with someone has escalated to an all new high. And I actually don't know the truth about that. And I wanted to ask you, what has been the impact that the economy has had on love, so to speak?
One thing that you touched on is people wanting to be together. It's when people are afraid they want to be with somebody. When I started at the video dating service, it was right after 9/11, and the employees there told me that right after 9/11, they had a big jump in membership, people joining the service because they didn't want to be alone. They were afraid. And I think in also times of bad economy, people kind of want somebody to go through life with and share the hard times with. I think people are waiting to get married. Maybe I've heard that they can't afford some of these weddings in this economy, so they're putting it off. And I have seen even some TV shows on the news showcasing couples that are divorcing, but they can't afford to move, so they're living in different parts of the house. So there's all sorts of interesting scenarios coming out of the recession, relationship-wise.
Oh, well, you know, and this is really, you know, kind of the idea of really looking at what relationship is again. Do you think we're redefining this, Marla? I mean, you have really been at this for quite some time and are an expert in this field. So you've gotten to see the good, the bad, the ugly, then the good, the bad, the ugly again. And are we, or have we, since the 80s, so to speak, redefined relationship?
Well, since the then we had the AIDS happened in the 80s, and you know, and I lost so many friends. I just lost another friend this year from that. It was just, it seems like, you know, it doesn't end. And I think that people started, the promiscuous thing sort of changed after the 80s and supposedly. So, and now, we've got fighting for gay marriage, and the families are, there's a new show called Modern Family, and we're redefining what families are and what's acceptable and what, I mean, it's really, I think we're coming into anything that, that we feel the way we want to kind of put our life together is going to be okay, you know, whoever falls in love with whomever, and as long as it's a great relationship and a wonderful family, that's going to be the norm. I think people are more accepting and willing to mold it to what they want instead of just fitting into what society says.
What do you find is, Marlo, most exciting when you connect people? What is their, what do you see in their eyes, so to speak, when they approach you saying, I want to find my soulmate. You know, I want to find the love of my life.
Yeah. In Los Angeles, too, it's a little bit of a trickier market out here. And
a little different than Seattle, isn't it?
I know. I would love to try to match some people in Seattle for just something different, you know, because out here I get a lot of the flakiness and the materialism and all that. So, yeah, people will... It's a big city where people are in their cars, and it's hard to connect, and people maybe can't date somebody at work. Maybe there's all men at their job, they're lawyers or doctors or whatever, and then after a long day, they'll go to the gym, they'll get in their car, go home, and they just can't find anyone, and they'll say, Marla, I don't want to go to a bar, I don't want to sit on the internet looking for somebody, help me. So that's where I come in, and they'll sit down with me and tell me everything they're looking for in a, you know, the lifestyle-wise, looks-wise, age-wise, do they want kids, do they not want kids, all of those factors, so I can hone in and they don't have to worry about all the little details.
Well, we're going to talk about, when we come back from break, we're going to talk about what most women go, where they go wrong. What do they do in the pursuit of love? What is it that Marla has suggested? And who the heck came up with this term cougar? And the other day I heard gay cougar. So I can't wait to talk to her about what she has discovered along the way. I guess it could have been worse. I mean, I guess it could have been some other animal, maybe an antelope or something. I don't know. But we're going to talk about love today. Diary of a Beverly Hills Matchmaker, my very special guest joining me here, Marla Martinson. When we come back, we're going to make sure we have lots of information to give you about her. If you have any questions, we have an instant feedback form right on the Dr. Pat Show page, and you can send in your questions there. Just go to drpatlive.com. It says right there, ask your questions. I will review it, and we will get them on air. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you tired of hanging on to things in your life that hold you back? Get ready to reclaim your fearless nature with Annette Bingham. Annette has been a catalyst for helping people achieve maximum results. Known for her breakthrough approaches, she will assist you to unleash your true power. Her unique distance healing techniques have been empowering people globally. Get ready for a life-changing event to step into your fearless nature. For more information, visit AnnetteBingham.com or call 432-770-4062.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind-body practice. IIQTC.org.
How would you like increased health and vitality? Would you like relief from acute or chronic health issues?
How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? Would you like relief from allergy, weight, and digestive issues? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural technique. Whether you seek relief from health issues or desire to live at your optimum health and vitality, contact reflex analysis is a profound method which detects imbalances at a subclinical level, restoring health issues before they arise while increasing vitality and longevity. Discover CRA.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Every day we're moving toward wellness or away from wellness. I'd like to be your partner in achieving your optimal health and well-being. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, I'm Don Brecky. I chose 2 years ago to get on the Take Shape for Life program. I've lost 30 pounds and kept it off over 2 years. I have more energy. I get out of bed without backaches. It's been a life changer.
Hi, I'm Dale Gardner. With the Take Shape for Life program, me and my wife lost 90 pounds together, and that was 2 years ago, and we feel great.
Get healthy with the Take Shape for Life program. Get clinically tested products from Medifast and support from a free certified health coach. Visit simpletolose.com to learn more. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
Today's tip is brought to you by David Emerald, author of The Power of TED. Call a timeout every now and then. Set your watch to remind yourself every 2 hours to take a look at your intentions and actions. Have you been focusing on reacting to problems or creating outcomes? Have you been responding from the victim role of the drama triangle or the creator role of the empowerment dynamic? Take time out to review your intentions and choices, making sure that you are, indeed, focused on creating the outcomes you want in your life. That is the way of a creator. Here's to the creator in you.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in your brain inspired really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Really great conversation. We're going to get the skinny. Well, we're going to get all of it, actually, from my very special guest, Marla Martinson, joining me here today, Beverly Hills matchmaker. Yep, and that's what we're talking about. You know, what does it mean to be in search of love? I mean, you know, are the days of sleepless in Seattle gone? You know, what have we stepped into? Are we redefining love? And how is love different in different parts of the country? But right now, we're talking with Marla about women for the moment. What do women want, and what do we do wrong? What is it that, what are some of the potholes, Marla, that we step in?
Well, some of the potholes, there are a few. Now, women tend to, of course, the traditional role still holds from thousands of years ago where the man was the provider and the woman looks for a man who can do that. Even if she makes her own money, she's successful in her own right, the women still tend to like a strong, take-charge man that makes a good living so that if anything would go wrong, he can support the family. So the women who come to me will say, you know, I want a successful man, I want an intelligent man. Humor is huge. If a guy is funny, he doesn't, you know, he could look like Danny DeVito and she could fall in love with him because he's making her laugh. So looks aren't as important to a woman as it is to a man. But there's one pothole that some women tend to fall into, and that's the height thing. The average American male is 5'9", and many women, even the little petite ones that I meet who maybe are 5 feet tall or 5'2", will tell me, I only date guys 6 feet and up. And they're missing out on so many great guys who are a little bit shorter. You know, I meet the most amazing guys who are 5'7", 5'8", 5'9", 5'10", and some of these women aren't meeting them, and they're waiting around for their tall, you know, 6'1" Prince Charming, and they could have missed the love of their life. So I always encourage women to be a little more open.
Aren't some of the major movie stars like in that 5'7", 5'9" range? I mean, Tom Cruise is number one, comes to mind.
Yeah, I think,
you know, I don't
think
he admits, like, yeah, what is he, 5'7" or something? I don't know.
Yeah.
And then Sylvester Stallone is even shorter than that, and Matt Damon and some of these other people. What is it that women are looking for? What is the idea about a tall man?
Well, I've asked this question, and one of the responses, I was really surprised. They'd say, well, I don't want my children to be short. And I said, well, oh. I don't know if it works that way, if it goes directly that way or to the grandparents or what, but they said, I don't want my children to be short. And then also the protection factor. They'll say, I like a man to be tall. It feels like he can protect me. Or the big thing is, well, I like to wear my heels. High heels. His high heels are really getting in the way of some great dates.
Oh, my goodness.
My husband has 9, and sometimes I'll tower over him a little bit in my heels, and I just tease him. I say, hey, Shrimpy, and then we just go out, you know?
Well, one of the things that I think is so important is to really talk about what your book is, what the message of the book is about, A Diary of a Beverly Hills Matchmaker, because, as I was going through it, I just found so many interesting, well, first of all, so many interesting stories, but so many interesting, some of them are myths, so to speak, some of the things we grew up with believing, and some of the things which turn out to be true or not true. Is it so important now, and I mentioned this before break, is it so important now for both men and women to get their sexy back? And what I mean by that is, it used to be you get your sexy back at 20. Then we move the bar, you can get your sexy back at 30. Now we move the bar, and, you're all about getting your sexy back, 40 and over. And it's kind of for women at least. For men, I think it's been different. If my dad is an example, he married my stepmom, right? He was in his 50s. She was like 23.
Mm.
So, yeah. Is that like a man cougar thing that you can be? I don't even understand that. But my question, are we redefining sexy, or is it the same as it's always been?
Well, I think it has changed, because when I think of when I was a little girl and women my age or older seemed like old women,
Yeah.
Now we're keep our hair colored, we're working out, we have some Botox, we whiten our teeth. If our breasts sag, we can pump them up. We're dressing great. So people are staying younger physically, mentally, than we used to. So it also is preventing a problem, because I was talking, especially down in L.A. Now, I don't know about the rest of the country, but this pumping up the lips and fillers and stuff. So I was talking to a client last night. He had met a woman that I matched him with, and he didn't want to say anything, and I finally got it out of him, and he says, look, Marla, he says, no guy that I ever talked to likes those pumped up lips. And I said, I know. I said, every man I've interviewed says, please don't match me with a woman with the pumped up lips. And I don't know why the women keep doing it, and it's ruining their chances of getting in a relationship, because the guys are just totally turned off. So I'm begging women, don't pump those lips up. Just leave them alone. The guys prefer a more natural look.
Well, I mean, isn't that, let's talk about that, because that's one aspect of really what's happening in the world of women. And I'm curious about what men are doing. It's almost the same. We have two ends of the continuum in terms of how we prepare ourselves for the matchmaking process. From a woman's point of view, we do hear a lot about that. I mean, we do see, people, the celebrities on television, and all you do see are their lips. Mm. And so it's kind of interesting that you could probably be in a place like L.A. and it not be so noticeable. But I will tell you, come to Seattle, and it will be really clear that there is something going on that doesn't really work well with you being here, because it's a different culture.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, and the question is, what is going on with women that they feel they have to do that?
Right. It's interesting, because Oprah was talking to somebody the other day on her show, and they were talking about this, about how women are the pressure and how we feel bad about ourselves. And she says, now with all the medical advancements and, they're telling us you can live to be 100, but we're society and the advertising industry, and everybody says, but you have to look like you're 30, So women are scrambling to keep looking like they're 25, 30, 35, even though they're getting 50, 60, 70, and it just doesn't work. No matter how much you pull your face or pump your face, you'll still look at that face and say, well, it's an old face, but now it's messed up, because it's just everybody ages. I know it's tough, but we have to age gracefully and naturally and keep ourselves in as best shape as we can, and if some guy doesn't like it, then too bad, because it's going to be worse if we do fits, you know, all with our face and everything. There's no
exactly.
going back.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting, and I mentioned this, and I want to talk with you about it. Okay, so I kind of said before the break, you know, I was talking, and I mentioned Cougar. There's like a television show with Courtney Cox on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't necessarily understand this term, you know, because... it's an interesting phenomenon. I'm curious about where it came from, but it really does highlight and point to what some people might call an abnormality in relationship, meaning an age gap between women and men where women are older. But yet for years and decades, and believe me, I'm talking about my own father, you know, it was okay for men to date then marry much younger women. What is it about this new identification? And who does it serve?
Yeah, it's like a cougar. I think it's meant as like she's a predator. She's preying on a young guy. And it's. I think it's kind of offensive.
It is offensive. I don't get it.
Yeah, and the double standard still really bothers me, because I'll have male clients who are... even friends who are 70 years old and refuse to date a woman over 45. And I'm like, but why is she supposed to be attracted to you? You know, like it just maddens me and makes me crazy. But at the same time, these people stay alone for years and years. So I try to push them. I have had a guy who's 64, and I'd known him for a few years. He was a client. He was dating a 36-year-old, but she was really with him for the money. He was paying her bills, and he knew that if he didn't continue that, she probably wouldn't stick around. And I said, listen, John, you really need to adjust. If I could find you a lady in her 50s, you know, this would be fantastic. You'd meet a nice lady. You'd have a nice life. He says, Marla, I know that I'm getting older, but what I like, when I look at a woman, doesn't change. And so, you know, I try to explain to him he's going to have to adjust, and he just doesn't want to. And he says, well, I'm like an annuity for you. I'm going to be your client for a long time.
Oh, job security.
Yeah, that's my job security.
Marla Martin's been joining me here today, author of many books. We're talking about Diary of a Beverly Hills Matchmaker. When we come back, we'll be talking about this phenomenon. I found my soulmate when I wasn't looking. Oh, shocked. There he or she is. But I wasn't looking for love, and then they showed up. Wow, how does that work? Well, that's why we have Marla joining us here today. And I bet she's got something personal to share as well. Let's take a short break. When we come back, I'll make sure you have lots of information on how to get a hold of Marla, her website, and a copy of her book. We'll be right back.
Opinion. Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Neshama Living, where your optimal health begins with awareness, grows with knowledge, flourishes with proactive solutions, and is practiced as a way of life. Neshama Living is dedicated to wholeness of body, mind, and spirit. The Neshama Living Hour is coming to the Dr. Pat Show. Get ready to regain your natural balance, take control of your health and vitality, and build your foundation for wellness with Neshama Living on the Dr. Pat Show.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shoppe, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. You know, Marla Martinson's joining me here today, Diary of a Beverly Hills Matchmaker. But honestly, that's not the only book she's written. Good Date, Bad Date is another one. I know, I'm laughing because this is like, I have been through this. And boy, I could have used her help. And then, excuse me, your soulmate is waiting. Marla, before we go on, can you please, let's make sure folks have your website, know how to stay in touch with you, and how to get a copy of the book.
Sure. My website is just my name, and it's www.marlamartinson, MarlaMartinson.com. And my email is marlamartinson@mac.com, which is on my website. And you can get my book at Barnes & Noble or on Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com is probably the easiest.
Yeah, and if you all want to go to the Dr. Pat Show, we've got a link from our page right to her page and much more. So lots of ways to get a hold of Marla and definitely lots of ways for you to get a copy of the book. Marla, a couple questions that, or a couple things we touched on before the break, and you know this is an interesting place to be in our lives right now. We're looking for love, and some people are looking for love. I mean, almost out of desperation, but other people are not. I mean, it's almost like, oh, okay, I'm not really looking. Oh, wait a minute, what happened? I wasn't looking, and bam, now I'm right in the middle of it. How do we explain that?
Well, I think it's in, Excuse Me, Your Soulmate is Waiting. I have a chapter that says, when don't look for, what is it? What did I say? Don't look for when, basically don't look, you know, you'll find love when you're not looking. That's what happened to me because I was, when I moved back to Los Angeles because my father was sick with cancer, he died. My long distance boyfriend broke up with me. I had to give up my job in my apartment in Chicago to move back here and I was just, said to myself, okay, I'm done with men right now. I may never find another relationship. I may never get married again. That's okay. I'll just work on myself. I'll work on my career. I started going to a spiritual center out here. I love Agape International Spiritual Center. I love to go there. And I started meditating, and I didn't have a full-time job yet, since since I had relocated, so I had a lot of time to work on myself. Well, within 2 months, I met a woman at the Rite Aid pharmacy in the vitamin section. We started chatting. We became friends, and a few weeks later, she introduced me to my current husband. It was just like, she was like my little angel that I met, and she was a manager of an apartment building, and he lived in her building. And it was like I had stopped looking. This is what it's called, stop looking and start attracting.
Mm.
Because when we're out there desperately, and I used to do this, I would be out there desperately looking, where's my soulmate? Is he the one? And it's almost like that desperation repels and pushes people away, and they can feel it. The universe feels that desperation. So you want to be centered. Use your affirmations. I've got a lot of great affirmations in my books, and pull the right person into you without putting out that desperate energy.
And, you know, doesn't that really talk to most things in life? And, you know, let's talk about this a minute, because you're a coach as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're a matchmaker, you're a coach, and you do work with the law of attraction. And so when we are desperately seeking, who is that? That was a movie. When we are desperately seeking anything, isn't it as if we are repelled, or it is repelled from us, so to speak? You know what I mean?
It is. We want to attract instead of, we want to become like a magnet, and things will come to us instead of going out and trying to make it happen. When you're trying to force things, that's not it. It's like the Wayne Dyer talks about detachment. So you'll hold that desire. What you think about the most expands, and then you detach from the outcome, because we can't force it to happen. And timing, a lot of people don't realize about timing. For instance, I was in Chicago for 5 years. I was dating up a storm, looking for Mr. Right. But Mr. Right wasn't in Chicago. He was here in Los Angeles. The timing had to happen where I needed to move back to Los Angeles because of unfortunate circumstances. But then that's when I met my husband, and we got married, and we're very happy. So I was looking in all the wrong places, including the wrong city.
Nothing like looking in the wrong city.
Right. So people have to realize maybe your soulmate is getting a divorce right now. Maybe he's relocating from Atlanta to New York because of a job. Maybe he's doing some work on himself. Timing has a lot to do with it, and we have to be patient too sometimes. We're trying to force it, and who knows, the next year, the next week, the right person's going to appear in your life. So.
Well, you know, one of the things we talked about, I mean, this is really such an important message, and this is one that I know, Marla, that you give and you work with people on. And it's easier said than done, like, isn't it, so to speak? You know, it's easier to kind of talk about it conceptually, but you have to at least start to talk about it conceptually. But once you find that groove of what it means to, you know, the term letting go doesn't really say it, but what you're talking about is being in this place where you're not even thinking about it, but you're also at that place of knowing. Do you know what I'm saying? I may not be explaining
and
this
it's
well.
A big, I found it to be a big relief, not to have to constantly wonder and worry and plan and make it a full-time job looking for somebody. It's a relief to let it go. And also I found that when we're working on ourselves, take a class, do a new, you know, go to yoga, start hiking, take a salsa class, take a class to learn something, maybe night school. Anything you can do to make yourself more interesting, more intelligent, more confident, you're going to glow with a certain amount of confidence and really have a sparkle. And that's going to help, too, in finding the right person, because you're going to have other things to focus on while improving yourself.
Well, I love this idea of you know, sparkling. Let's talk about that, because that is an energy field in itself. And I know that you go through there are several parts of the book, Diary of a Beverly Hills Matchmaker, where I didn't really think of the word sparkle till you just said it. But there is a certain level of energy that one generates, that one creates for themselves, that does attract, or that allows us to be in relationship. And sparkle, I haven't really heard that term, but I love it. I mean, don't we all want to sparkle?
We all want to sparkle. And when you're on a date, for example, a woman who is talking, well, this happened the other day. A guy gave me feedback, and he says, gosh, you know, this woman that you matched me up with, and he wanted to meet her. He was dying to meet her. She was gorgeous. He saw her picture, beautiful blonde. She was a model, and he says, but from the get-go, she was telling me how broke she was and how depressed and how she couldn't find a job and all of her problems, and he was completely turned off, and he said, gosh, just, you know, next. But a woman who is going to be talking about positive things, who's sparkling, who has confidence, who's happy, of course we all have problems sometimes, but laying that on another person or putting out that energy is just a turnoff. Mm-hmm. So that's why it is important to do a lot of work on ourselves, to be happy with ourselves before we can be happy with somebody else. It's not attractive to somebody when you're looking for a person to save you, complete you, pay your bills, or, you know, make your life more exciting. Mm-hmm. You've got to get to that place yourself where you love your life and you love yourself and you're happy with or without somebody. And the guy is just, I think it was Jenny McCarthy who said, she says, I'm the sundae and the guy is the whipped cream. I loved that.
That's really good. We're getting some instant feedback questions in here, Marla, and I want to ask this one, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Question came in, which is the best book for a 21-year-old to read to understand that her soulmate will show up if you stop looking? Concerned about not having someone in her life when everyone else has someone. She is 6 feet tall and masks it. At 6 feet tall, which makes it a little harder. She doesn't have a lot of confidence. Wow. 21-year-old, 6 foot tall.
I would say get, excuse me, your soulmate is waiting. I think that there's a lot of, about self-esteem as well.
Okay, that's good.
And you know what? Stand tall. You're 6 feet tall, but you're not going to look good slouching. So stand tall, be proud. There are some great tall guys out there, and you're going to find one. 21 is very young. You need to develop yourself right now. Continue your education. Decide what you want to do. Don't worry about getting a guy at 21. I know that's when the hormones are still flying and it's all exciting and you want to have a boyfriend, but it'll come for sure, and especially when you build up your self-esteem by working on yourself. And you're a wonderful, special girl, and just love every inch of that six-foot-tall woman that you are.
Mm. And you know what, you said something interesting, and I just want to ask you to clarify it, because part of this is, if you are like this individual, you're 6 feet tall, but you don't have a lot of confidence, maybe you even slouch over, I mean, that is the energy and vibration you're putting out. So it's kind of an interesting phenomenon, right? That thing that you want really requires you to stand tall, all 6 feet of you, actually, and be proud of it, so that you can attract somebody that will honor and love and also respect and appreciate that, right?
Exactly. I have a cousin. She's 5'10", but in her big heels, I mean, she's over 6 feet tall. And I remember I was on Hollywood Boulevard, and I was going to meet her for lunch. And there was a lot of people in the crowd walking down the street, and I'm looking for her. And here comes Jody, this tall brunette, head and shoulders above the crowd, just walking tall towards me, and she just looked like this beautiful Amazon, you know, coming, and I thought, wow, this is so impressive, you know, so it was great. It's wonderful.
Okay, so we hope we got that, we hope we got that question out there. And when we come back, we're going to take a short break. We're going to talk about commitment for a minute. You know, what is the relationship between commitment, non-commitment, and soulmate? Can you actually have a soulmate that doesn't want to commit to you? Wow. Isn't that interesting? I said that and I thought, what am I even talking about? But I know Marla Martinson is going to be able to help me with that. What is a soulmate? How do you define it? And more importantly, Marla, when we come back from break, let's share what the absolutely most incredible thing is that men and women can truly seek. Let's take a short break. Wow, so glad Marla is joining us here today. And, several books, Diary of a Beverly Hills Matchmaker, but also the one she just referenced is Excuse Me, Your Soulmate is Waiting, and then Good Date, Bad Date. We'll have to do another show on that. We'll be right back.
Put me down upon my knees. Oh, I beg him.
Ask the experts. Call toll free right now. 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your questions. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area. Sign up for the weekly newsletter to get advance notice of guests, events, and special offers. Visit thedrpatshow.com and get ready to live life all out.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hi, I'm Brenda Ball.
And I'm Tony Ball, and we've been married for over 25 years. In that time, we found ourselves putting on a pound or two per year, and next thing you knew, we're 30, 40 pounds overweight.
That's when we made the choice to get on that Take Shape for Life program. After being married for 25 years and struggling with weight that whole time, I'm actually now two sizes smaller than my wedding dress.
With the Take Shape for Life program, you can lose those extra pounds. To learn more, visit simpletolose.com. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. And I just want to mention Marla Martinson is joining us here today. The young woman that actually sent us the instant message about being 21 years old, we're actually going to send you a book. We're going to send you the book, Excuse Me, Your Soulmate is Waiting by Marla Martinson. So thank you so much for that feedback. And now we're getting other feedback messages around that. But Marla, I want to get to the conversation of soulmate because we've actually, you know, we've kind of danced around it a little bit. It's a term that has been around a really long time. But there are some parts of it that people understand, some parts don't. And you know, how does soulmate and commitment fit together? You know, can you find your soulmate, the love of your life, or you think the love of your life, and yet they are not in the same place you are? They don't see you being together, quote, forever.
Right. A lot of times we'll think we're in love with somebody, too, but it's really lust. You know, we're very attracted to them. It happened to me so many times, I think I'm in love, and I'm like, yeah, but wait, you've only known the guy a week, so hold on. But a soulmate really is here to teach us something. And it doesn't always have to be a romantic soulmate. It could be a friend who is in your life for a certain amount of time, somebody that comes in to teach us a lesson or to guide us. I think my husband is definitely a soulmate, and people will often think, oh, I found my soulmate. Everything's going to be like heaven. We're going to do everything the same. We're going to think everything the same. Everything's going to be so perfect. Wrong. They're also there to show you parts of yourself that you need to heal or fix. And me and my husband, we clash. We're both very high energy, kind of type A people, and I am very impatient, and he is here to teach me patience, I think, because he's always showing me, you know, look, you've got to calm down, you've got to do things slower, so he's really helped me get on the right path in certain ways. So we have these wonderful happy times, and then we're clashing, but we're both learning a lot from each other. So just because you find your soulmate doesn't mean that everything's going to be bliss every day. So just keep that in mind. So that doesn't mean you're with the wrong person if there's a little bit of clashing.
Let's talk about the word commitment a minute. I interviewed Don Miguel and Don Jose Ruiz, the authors of, Don Miguel, The Four Agreements, for sure.
Love
and
that.
And basically the book that nobody can actually really do, but is a phenomenal hit because we could do parts of it. But, you know, it's really tough. And then, the Fifth Agreement, which recently came out. But, you know, they talk about commitment, be impeccable with your word, so forth and so on. And yet, if you try to impose that on relationship, it's like, whoa.
It is.
Whoa.
Especially when we watch the news every night, the entertainment channels, what are we seeing? Almost every day, if not every day, every week, a new celebrity or a senator or someone has cheated or they're splitting up. A lot of infidelity, and it seems like it's always happened, of course, but it just seems like it's happening a lot more. This society is kind of a throwaway society, move up to the bigger, better deal, it doesn't matter, it is kind of sad. We have to take commitment as a commitment and take a look at that, because it's really shocking when you see, even Courtney Cox and David Arquette are splitting up, and I was like, wow, and they have this little beautiful little daughter, Coco. It's really sad and shocking to think a couple is just a wonderful, perfect couple, and then you find out, no, actually not. So if we could do those four agreements, our life would be perfect, wouldn't it?
Or even have an attempt to sit down and try to do them, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Like, you know, I it's always up in my face because... because I interview so many people, so I'm always getting, I'm always getting messages like today, for example, in speaking with you, and the whole idea about detach and attract, let it flow, be a vessel, sparkle, those kinds of things. I mean, if we could remember some of these and incorporate them in our daily lives, not only would we, attract more of what we want in love and romance, but probably our lives would be a lot better. How would you say the overall energy vibration of what's happening in our country right now, what kind of impact has that had? Have we become more cynical? What is it that you see that may be seeping into relationships?
Well, I do see people kind of getting back to the basics. With the people I talk to and my friends, we've all cut back on our expenses. We've all kind of, reevaluated what's important in our life. With all the 80s and 90s, the money was flowing and people were spending in designer bags and this trips and expensive dinners and just frivolously
yes.
spending. And I think it's kind of made us take a look back and at our lives and say what's important, family, trying to be more creative in what we can do to have fun. So I think it's kind of affected everything, including relationships.
Is it true at the, from the pop culture, pulled right out of the headlines, is it true to believe that men really don't have it in their bones to be committed, at least monogamous? And I'm asking that question because that's the impression you get, especially in a pop culture, television, radio, whatever you want to talk about.
It is. I think men tend to, you know, going back thousands of years, they were spreading their seed, and I think men tend not to be so monogamous, especially if you look at the reason these movie stars are not, a lot of them, is I actually knew a very popular movie star and had a talk with him once, and he told me that when he was growing up, he was Latin, had a Latin background, and grew up back east, and he was made fun of as a kid, and nobody would go out with him. He was a minority, and, oh, the girls wouldn't pay attention to him. He couldn't get a girl. Well, then when he became popular as a celebrity, girls were throwing themselves. He was dating a friend of mine, and girls were throwing themselves at him in alleys, in nightclubs, and he was cheating on my friend because he couldn't resist. Here these girls were throwing themselves at him. So that's what happens with a lot of the celebrities or people in the public eye. The guys think, well, who's going to find out? It's too good to pass up. Look at this gorgeous girl. She's just going to be a little quickie. And they go for it. So that's the...
Right. That's, and they should all watch the movie Fatal Attraction.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you just have a regular guy, you're in such a way, Washington,
right,
and you're both working, and it's, uh-huh, it's less likely to happen, I would think.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today. What a blast. It
was
so great to have you on. I hope you'll come back.
Thank you so much. I'd love to.
Before we go, please tell everyone again how they can find out more about you and how they can get a copy of the book.
Okay, go to my website, marlamartenson.com, MarlaMartenson, and just go to Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com, pick up a copy of any of the books or at your local Barnes & Noble bookstore.
Thank you for joining us here today, and I want to thank all of you for tuning us in and turning us on and doing so in such a brilliant way. And as I said earlier in the show, you're going to start to get information about the launch of our Pay It Forward Angel Network, as well as the Transformation Network, all of this happening 11/11, and it is the gift of giving, simply to give back to all of you that have supported us for so long. Until next time, remember, we can all detach and let it flow, thanks to the advice of Marla Martinson. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.
Lights go out and I can't be seen.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Pat Show, radio to thrive by. To contact Dr. Pat, visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in next Thursday for another dynamic hour of the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.